what your story. Hate to see you looking worried. You know you can tell me, 'cause I am understanding. Would you mind sharing what's bothering your happiness? Turn that frown upside down. What's with all this madness?
Hi, my name is Chantal Whitehead, and welcome to our broadcast. This week, we are discussing ways that professionals such as teachers, guidance counselors, child psychologists, and social workers can help support parents to empower their children to stay academically motivated. Not caring, unwilling, lazy, uncooperative, surly, angry, no motivation, uninspired, lack of inspiration, underachieving, not working towards full potential. These words you just heard are words used as labels that are frequently given to children to describe their work ethic or dedication to academic goals. As someone who dedicates their careers to helping children, can you imagine the impact that these labels can have on your students, clients, and consumers? Can you think about how these labels may impact the parents of these children? In the United States today, African American youth are struggling to stay academically engaged in the classroom, and you, as a professional working closely with parents, play a pivotal role in equipping these parents with the tools to help their children sustain a high level of scholastic achievement through motivation. This week's show will explore what may be some of the causes for this shift of motivation from academics in the late elementary school years, and what ideas you can suggest to parents to help in supporting their child in their academic efforts to help them value education. Transitioning from elementary to middle school is a big issue for Black children. Some significant changes that take place at this time are that the curriculum and workload gets increasingly harder, there may be changes in their peer group, as well as the role in the community may shift. As a child evolves, parents are often unclear of their ever-changing role in their child's life. Not striking this delicate balance can have a significant impact on the level of autonomy their child is seeking. In the late elementary and middle school years, these students are better able to make choices but are still not presented with many opportunities to do so. Additionally critical at this age is if the child has perceived themselves as failing in some area of their past, they may now lack motivation in the classroom. Self-efficacy means that a child can see themselves being successful in the future and that they are in control of the successes or failures that can happen. Self-efficacy is a large indicator of sustained motivation with academics. Building self-confidence, a healthy sense of self, and a healthy racial identity can help a child stay dedicated to academics. If a child has low self-esteem, they may be less inclined to believe that they can be successful at school. Similarly, understanding the cultural mindset of an African-American child could impact their perception of what they are societally capable of achieving as young minorities. Communication between school and parent and child respectively, seems to be the most critical roadblock for children that ultimately impacts their view and motivation towards learning. Research shows that in a study done by Giribaldi in 1992, that parents of African-American children were not extremely active in the communication process with schools. In turn, teachers assumed that because this parent was frequently absent from their child's school endeavors, that the parent did not value education and did not have positive hopes for their child's future. As a result of this assumption, teachers then developed lower standards for their Black students, which hindered their academic success. Another issue that may lower motivation toward academic strengths is that African-American children seem to be rewarded by parents more for their athletic performances and less for their academic successes. Something that should be considered, especially if your student or client is still young, is that what seems to be a motivation problem could alternately be a learning disorder problem. There are four different learning disorders that have similar symptoms that a professional or parent could describe as a lack of motivation. Auditory processing problems, ADHD inattentive type, executive function problems, and dysgraphia. it may be advantageous to have your student or client assessed, with permission from the parent, for learning difficulties before deciding to solely address motivation issues. Below, I will describe each. Auditory processing problems. These types of problems will hinder the ability for verbal information to be processed. Children with auditory processing issues may have trouble understanding verbal directions with multiple steps. It is important for this type of learner to have information written down and not just spoken. ADHD inattentive type. This type of learner may misunderstand questions and multi-step directions. It will also be difficult for this child to maintain focus. It is not the child's rudeness or disobedience, but that they are cognitively unable to process problems. It is also helpful to have directions written down. Executive function problems. This type of learner has difficulty planning and organizing. These kids seem to be a mess. Their desks are messy, and they can't find their homework or can't write a coherent paragraph. These children need explicit directions with assignments and help organizing their materials. Dysgraphia. These learners experience trouble with the mechanics of writing and cannot write fluently when thinking about content. These children may seem like they are being uncooperative with assignments, but they are genuinely having difficulty writing. If you have determined that your student or client does not have one of the categorized learning disorders mentioned above, here are several steps that you can suggest to parents that will help to increase their child's motivation to learn and sustain passion for education throughout their school careers. Parents should create an overall environment in the home that encourages education, including a quiet place to do homework, the creation of a daily schedule, and supporting time management skills. Parents should have realistic expectations and aspirations for their child. Parents should foster meaningful and honest relationships between parent and teacher, and parent and other professionals such as social workers, guidance counselors, etc., that hold the wants, needs, and interests of the child at the center. They should also create relationships of collaboration and shared responsibility for the success of the child. Encourage parents to feel as though they can take an active part in their child's academic lives. They need to keep regular communication with the teacher through phone or email, asking questions to understand their child's strengths and weaknesses, as well as attending parent-teacher meetings and other school-affiliated events. Encourage teachers and other professionals to investigate what interests your motivationally struggling client has by providing information about what the child enjoys doing. Interventions can be structured around incorporating these interests both at school and at home. Help parents make their child feel as though they are stakeholders in making the decisions that will positively impact their lives. Give your child a say-so in their schedules, projects, and other areas that will make them feel individually responsible for a positive outcome. Explain to parents how important it is for their child to be involved in service learning so that the child can understand that they play a significant role in the community. Giving back can give them a sense of self-confidence and positive regard for themselves and others. Professionals should instill in parents that the importance of positive reinforcement toward academics as much as, if not more than, athletics so that their child understands how important education is by emphasizing that homework is mandatory. Professionals and parents should make a collaborative effort to support the child's courses and aspirations to go to college by exposing them to experiences and visits to higher learning institutions that model the reality of becoming successful. Encourage parents to seek help and ask questions to community resources such as teachers, schools, community agencies, and other professionals. Using these resources as an ally will help parents best support their child at school. Provide suggestions to parents about finding structured environments for their child during times that they are not in school, either through an after-school program, tutor, or an extracurricular activity. Help parents understand that by making learning material intellectually interesting and personally relevant to your child will take interest in learning and it will be easier for them to retain information. Help your parent to see how gaining an education plays into the bigger picture of their child's aspirations. Connect how education is pivotal on their child's journey to being what they want to be when they grow up, and that they need to deliver this message to their child or children. As professionals, explain to the parent that you understand how racism and prejudice can make their child's journey to success harder. However, that despite these obstacles in their education and careers, that they can still be successful. Helping African American children maintain their cultural identity has proven helpful to produce academic success. A quote by Dr. Duane Alexander, director of the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, states, quote, "Parents have the most influential job in the world. We know how influential they and other caregivers are in the lives of our children, especially in times of stress. Through collaboration, we will translate our research into materials that African American parents can use to ensure the well-being of their children." End quote. As professionals, it is important to encourage open communication between the families and school administration, including school staff, community professionals, and mental health professionals. Considerations regarding the best interests of the child should always be the center focus. Professionals need to understand as well that their positions can often be intimidating to parents who aren't sure who to turn to or what their first question should be. Professionals need to take a first step in initiating interaction with parents and begin to build a friendly relationship that encourages parents to be the primary party in taking an action step to help their children. Professionals should also act as the ultimate resource, in other words, the one-stop shop providing possible solutions for parents to utilize with their children. Nothing can be more motivational to a child than a parent who is actively engaged and dedicated to the learning and support of their aspirations, and professionals can help to catalyze this engagement. Well, thank you for listening to the show this week. I hope this gave you some insight on how to better help your clients, consumers, or children be as successful as we know they can. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll talk about motivating Black children to continue towards higher education. Have a good week, and thanks again for listening.